Sports Spotlight. Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight. Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight. Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear from up-and-coming national footballer Kemar Lawrence, one of 24 Caribbean players who will compete for an invitation to the Major League Soccer MLS Combine and a possible contract with an MLS club. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Earlier this year, the Caribbean Football Union signed an agreement with U.S. Professional League Major League Soccer MLS to host the MLS Caribbean Combine, an event geared towards giving talented youth from the region an opportunity to play professional football in America. The Combine is set for January 2 to 4 and will see 24 elite players from around the Caribbean aged 18 to 22 competing for an invitation to the annual Adidas MLS Player Combine in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Players will compete in games and participate in a training session in front of league scouts. From the 24 selected players, Jamaica has only one. Meet Kemar Lawrence, left back for Harborview Football Club.
I've been playing for Harborview for about 7 years now. This is my third season of Premier League. I'm 21 years old, you know. And to be playing Premier League from I'm 18 is really an accomplishment for me. I won one Premier League already when Coach Vin was the coach. I also play for my country. At age 21, not a lot of youngsters can say that I have two caps for Jamaica.
Lawrence is well aware of the boost that participating in the Combine will give his career, but he says it's a big plus for Jamaica too.
So, it's not all about me, it's more about Jamaica. Because if I go there too, well, people want to come to Jamaica, you know, to come to Harborview, to go to the club, you know, to know the players around, to see what talents are in Jamaica. So, it's not really about me alone, so I'm representing Jamaica right now because I'm the only Jamaican going to be there.
Kemar Lawrence says he was probably chosen for his strong defensive abilities, but he has other skills which make him a threat on the football field.
I'm a great defensive player, but I also have speed, so I'm able to get up and down the field in a quick period of time. You know, I can deliver proper squares, you know, but my defensive part of the game is, like, excellent. You know, when I'm on the field defending, that this player is not going to pass Kemar. You can always count on Kemar to be there for your back four. If everyone else slips up, you know that Kemar is going to be there.
And when asked if he thinks he would do well in the MLS, he had this to say.
They always told me that it's a faster game and it's physical. That's what they always told me. And most of them tell me that it fit me well because I'm a running person. I like to run, I like to pass. So. And they always tell me it's a running league, so be prepared to run.
Lawrence says he hasn't been doing anything extra, just training as usual, but with a little more intensity.
I've been training. I actually didn't go home for the Christmas season. I stayed at the club and I've been training, doing some physical work. Some technical where Coach Vindane stopped by 1 and 2 days, helped me out, show me a couple of stuff that he thinks I should do or I should involve in my game. Not only to go in the combine, but overall. That's really my aim right now, to get a contract. But a lot of my focus is really on MLS. So when this came up, I was like, all right, Kemar, this is where I get to start. So time to buckle down even more and prepared in the game.
Kemar Lawrence, left back for Harborview Football Club. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, saying join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
A fooey time now.
It's man run things.
Chuh, the two on wrong a gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality. Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.
Equal rights and justice for women and men in our society.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.